European or not?
I'm not sure about that, because we talk about that and we work all, like, last season we work to have more games, you know. So we want to play and go to the final. If, like, you don't want to win something, you just, we can say, yeah, we lose in CONCACAF in first round because we, like, won't save power. Or we don't win League Cups because something happens, because we, like, we think about, you don't think about that. When, like, games coming, you just play games. And in the end, it's just nicer, and it's like you're more excited to play more games than everyone. And now you can say to, like, yeah, we play, everyone know we play 10 games more than everyone, but doesn't matter, you know, like, we lose to Red Bull and this is not affects the games, not affects, it's maybe it's from the games you take experience. So maybe it's like how I see that, and I think players see this situation, it's like more games give you experience, comes through something. So we lose in Pachuca, for example, the final. And after we League Cup, we win the final, you know, and after we play Club America and we play again Piqué, and maybe this Piqué give us something to Red Bull, but suddenly not. But for sure, definitely this penalty series give us something, individual and the team. So we just, for sure, we'll grow. We know what to do. We can do better in these games. And yeah, it's just part of the lesson, part of the life. You know, you can, I feel like what I feel, you cannot win something without losing something, you know. So you just go through this process, and yeah, it will, eventually it will help us. So. To Ukraine? I'm not. The reason I can say why, because the war started in 2022 and I was already outside of the country, so I'm not the guy who escaped the war or something happens, you know. Because the people talk in Ukraine sometimes, who escape, who not escape. So I'm not in this list, but I feel like when I come back, you never know what can happen. They just can say to me, like, maybe you need to stay here because the war now in this point, so you need to protect your country. And I feel definitely I like to protect, but like I can give more here, talk about that and give on the field and make foundation or talk something or help to people with the money, then I will actually help with the weapon in my arm and on the line, you know, basically that. It's just hard to me explain, because definitely you not understand these guys, and I will also not understand someone like my wife. When my wife go back to Ukraine and come back and she say, yeah, it's the rockets there fall down and you cannot sleep all night because something happens, people die, and you know, my brain understand, but I don't feel anything inside of me. And the same now, I can tell you, like, it's hard, but you don't understand how I feel, actually, because I cannot able to go home to see my friends, to see my mom, just to be in my country, speak my language with my people, and maybe go to some places what I miss, you know, my hometown, some city where I, like, live a lot. So it just, yeah, it just bad, but, you know, it's not the worst case scenario what I have in my life. Like, people for sure have the worst than me, like, who fight, who lose the parents, who stay on the line and fight because now it's winter coming, it's cold, and they on the street fight, and they can die maybe tomorrow or today, somebody die, you know. So it's just true, and I just want to speak about that because the world forget about that, I feel. Like, the more time this war go, the world start forget about that, but I just can say that every day someone die, and you need to remember that. And I understand the lives go on and something happens, and I also try focus on other things, be positive, but sometimes when you see a lot of pictures or you talk to someone too close and you understand that, like this person not anymore with us, you feel like, okay, maybe you should go and fight also, you know. But just try it. Like, it's hard to explain. Just yes, I able. It's nice, actually. It's nice because I feel like it's more people come here. since the war started. It's, I think even since I come here, it's more Ukrainians now here. Or maybe I know more just because I come to some picnics, I go to some people I speak, I go to some churches, and the people invite me because they try to help me, like, with some, because somebody live here a long time, like 20 years, 10 years, so they can explain me the rules or just explain something what I don't know here. And I speak with them, I connect with them, so it's nice to feel like somebody have your back. Not like, I mean, like, my wife always have my back, my family always have my back, but feel like it's not only your family, someone like who understand you more, because someone was there and come here now, or someone was living there and come, like, live here in US, but they still have some parents or friends or relatives there, so they basically understand the situation. So I just feel nice, and I just want to say thank you to a lot of people, like to all Ukrainians who I met, because they are nice people. They try to help me, they always say if you need something, but I feel like maybe I can even more help them than, like, I don't need a lot of help, you know, like, I blessed, I play soccer, I do my job, I have family, they're all good, but, you know, it just nice, like, I will try to give more back to Ukrainians who is there than they give me, you know, but I really appreciate that community and that people who help me a lot, you know. Yeah, you know, like during the season when you play, and because MLS season it's longer than I have in my life, in my career I played different little bit, so here it's like different season, so you play longer without summer break, and in some point you feel like, okay, I want maybe some days off, but now when it's end and you don't want this end, you know, like that, so it's like, definitely you will find what to do and you will switch, but this, like, because it was today Wednesday, it happened Sunday, we lost the game, so season done, it's couple of, I think it takes us week to understand, like, okay, it's done, now we need to move forward, you know, but this week it's a little bit hurts because, you know, it's football and some guys will come next season, some guys no, so maybe you never see some people anymore in your life, so when you start thinking about that, it's also like, aha, maybe we can do better for these guys, or maybe those guys can do better, because you never know what can happen in life. So this is a tricky little bit question, because, like, I feel mentally good. Now it's better than a couple of days before, definitely, but I'm still in process about this to realize it's done, what I did wrong, what I did right, you know, so, and yeah, it's just hard question, you know, to understand. But I don't plan about my holiday, vacation, nothing. So I just don't know what to do still, because, how I say before, I wasn't ready to finish the season like that. So I don't plan. I stay probably a couple of weeks here, and after I will decide what we do with my life.